McHenry, and joining us today on this Ponars Eurasia podcast is Nigel Gould Davis, an associate fellow in the Russia and Eurasia program at Chatham House. Nigel, thank you so much for joining me for this Ponars podcast. What is new about your current research?
I'm looking at the ways that Western sanctions are impacting Russia. The United States and the European Union have been imposing very significant sanctions on Russia since 2014. Those sanctions became more significant still last year. Now, Russia is a uniquely challenging sanctions target. There is no country of Russia's size that has been subject to significant sanctions since World War II. So this presents a special challenges and is an especially interesting subject of study. Many people who look at this issue examine the effects of sanctions on the livelihoods and moods and attitudes of ordinary people in Russia. Others look at the extent to which these sanctions are disrupting or making life difficult for the Russian state as a whole. I think that those two approaches are misconceived, partly because Russia is very large and cannot be cowed or intimidated by sanctions in the way that a smaller country might be. In addition to that, the sanctions that have been designed to be applied to Russia are not intended to hurt a large number of small people. I think a better way into this question of sanctions impact is to look at their effects on the thinking and the calculations and the interests of Russia's elites.
What insights does it offer for understanding Russia today, and how might it develop?
I think the way into this question is to look at the ways that sanctions are influencing the choices and interests of Russia's economic elites in particular, the so-called oligarchs. It's an imperfect term, but a useful one. Oligarchs haven't been very much studied since the early 2000s, when their influence in Russia declined significantly. And I think it's time at least to ask the question whether they could, under conditions of growing uncertainty in Russia, once again play a more prominent role. In particular, the sanctions that have been applied last year adversely impact their interests by threatening the access of oligarchs to the services overseas by which they have protected their assets, the offshore arrangements, the purchases of properties, the burnishing of their reputations with Western PR companies. So the oligarchs now find themselves in a new and difficult position they've never faced before. On the one hand, their enjoyment of security and protection overseas is being called into question. On the other hand, life in Russia itself is becoming more difficult. Question then arises, how will they react to this situation?
Does your work have any policy implications?
Potentially, yes. If oligarchs conclude that it's in their compelling interests to seek change in Russia because the direction of travel is getting worse and more difficult, that implies that sanctions might have an effect on Russia through the ways they shape the calculations of oligarchs. It's possible that in due course, oligarchs may seek to use their enormous and highly concentrated wealth to try to affect some sort of change or evolution in the Russian system, especially as we approach, with growing uncertainty, the so-called 2024 question: what will happen to Russia's presidency when President Putin's current term comes to an end? That implies, in turn, that a mechanism by which the West could potentially influence Russia's direction of change and evolution might be through intensifying those sanctions and sharpening the incentives on oligarchs to challenge in some form the status quo. It's a question, a line of speculation. I wouldn't say at this stage that we can be sure, but that's what oligarchs will decide, but it seems to be an important and neglected dimension of the whole question of what sanctions will do to bring about change in Russia.
Fascinating. Nigel, thank you so much for joining us for this Ponars podcast.
Thank you.